Well, this, what day is this? This is March the 10th, 2019. And I want to begin with reading to you. I listened to Mark Taylor this week, and something he said just summed up something that I've been trying to relay for quite a while now, and I don't know that it's been understood or not. So when he said it, I thought, yeah, that's what I've been trying to say. So this was an interview with, I think, Sheila Zelensky or whatever her name is. He says, the guest says, for people who are out there saying nothing is going on, folks, it's huge. It's happening right now, now before our very eyes. Q said that we would only know about 40% of what's going on in, to protect the population. Even the 40%, most people are not going to be able to handle it. This, again, is where the church is not keeping up with what God, what is going on. You know, I've been talking about being relevant for our day, that I'm so disappointed in so many of the ministers that I followed, because I haven't heard anybody talking about much of anything. And I said, Lord, they're not even relevant for this day. Huh? Anyway, not to discredit them, but I'm thinking, how are we going to, well, let me just read this and it'll take care of itself. What's going on? Because there is, it's going to be some, there's going to be some devastated people when these drops take place, when this Pfizer's dropped and some things start coming down. When the information drops take place that the president is sitting on, when they find out everything that's been going on, I found out things this week I didn't want to know, but I shied back from it. I felt like, Lord, I don't want to hear that. He said, go take a look. I told you, don't be afraid of the truth. What they have tried to do to the population is a whole other show in itself. When they find out what they were trying to do physically do, talking about physically, what they physically tried to do to us, not only to kill people, but to make them dependent on Big Pharma, to do physically do, it is going to blow people's minds, and this is where we're going to have to be careful because of a civil war starting over this. I know there was a Q post that said if people knew what we knew, 99% would be in the hospital. Okay, the host, Sheila Linsky, she goes, we do have to say one thing about the Q Patriots. They have a lot more particular fortitude than the church minions. No wonder the people are leaving the church in droves. The church system is going the way of the dodo bird. Dodo bird, extinct. This is Mark Taylor. The church is this point, at this point, I believe, has been left behind because there are people in the Cube movement that are doing more for the kingdom of heaven's agenda than the church is doing right now. I hate to be bad news about this, but it is a fact. The church has been left behind. If you are not keeping up with what is going on in the world, how are you going to be able to minister to those people when it really breaks? You can't. Now you see what I've been trying to say. If we don't know what's going on, how are we going to help people? It's going to be so hard because the church is going to be devastated. The church has its own issues to deal with. That is my point. If they have been left behind, if they are not keeping up with what is going on right now, they have been left behind, and they'll find it very hard to minister when this stuff breaks. They're going to be shocked when Q is revealed. We are all being tested right now. I got to thinking about after 9/11, people flooded churches, but people were not, the church was not, they missed it. This is all about your character training. Now, this is going to be what the teaching is today, and I want you to listen very carefully because what you hear today may cause you to lose out or venture on. This is all about your character training. Think of your character as a concrete foundation. If you've only got a 6-inch thick foundation and God is trying to build a high rise on it, this is not going to support the weight of the anointing that God wants to drop on you. Get a clue about that. God don't just drop His anointing on anybody. People that are proven. You have to go deep if you want to build a high rise. For a 14-story high rise ministry, To sustain the weight of the anointing, God has to go deep in the character training. Really, we don't have any choice but to go through this training. We're either going to follow him or we won't. We'll either go through the training, however long it takes, whatever we have to go through, or we won't. It's kind of like the black and white now. It's not a gray. We can kind of venture out and just wander around and do our thing like we've done. But we now it's black and white, in or out, like the line in the sand Moses drew. You're either going to be a part of this training and go through it, or you're going to have to go back to basic training. World War III, just like the Vatican right now, this is a spiritual battle of epic proportions. This is a rescue mission. We are trying to rescue as many people as we can. We need to quit being so timid and so shy in front of a group of people, afraid to speak, afraid to say anything because they're stupid and they don't know nothing. What do you think you're sent there for? Why do you think you hear what you hear? It's not to sit and be idle and not say. Now, I believe you need to be led by the Spirit and God will lead you. But if we don't tell them, who's going to tell them? Their church ain't going to. I pretty well guarantee you. All right, we're to rescue as many people as we can. God is performing a rescue mission, pulling people out of the systems. Now hear that, that's huge. God is exposing. When you think about Big Pharma and you think about the poisonings and the different things that they've done, you'd be a fool to want to go to the system and use it. I know people that are on so many medications that it'd be devastating to their lives just to let go of their medications. They have one to get up. They have one to get through the day. They have one to sleep by. This is all Satan's plan. This is all his. What does his system do? Kill, steal, destroy. God is exposing and will continue exposing these corrupt ministries and pulling people out of them. Now, I'll bring back the dream to you about the Lord telling me I'm shaking the foundations of the church and of the government. These buildings, their institutions, they're coming down. They're not walking in his way and walking in his word. We've been seeing that. We are on the precipice of, on the verge of something big, like giving birth. You're the most tired before you give birth. So he's encouraging people, don't get tired. We're all under fire right now. We are all going through training. We're all going through hard times right now, but we can't give up the fight. It's part of it. It's spiritual warfare. Okay, we just call this the Prophet's Corner, and I'll just do a different tape.